fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 16th of March. The prepper tip of the day is to inventory everything. You may get some delightful surprises. You may be disappointed, but inventory everything. Food, water, ammunition, medical supplies, camping gear, whatever it might be. You'll be very glad you did. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, this is the last time I'll give out the website, so listen carefully. Here we go. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. But Doctor, you've been out 2 decades in front of what we're experiencing right now. You have gotten in trouble with the federal authorities. They thought you were a suspect because you revealed threats before the threats actually happened, didn't you, sir?
That's right, with anthrax and Gulf War syndrome. That's right.
That's a star on your chart, obviously, that you did that on one hand, and it's something that nobody wants to have to deal with, is being questioned by the FBI as if you're some kind of criminal suspect. That's not fun at all, is it?
You know, it was just unbelievable, frankly. You know, sadly, sickly, after 3 days of being hounded by these guys, and they wanted to pin associations that were ludicrous on me to claim that I was one of the main people behind the anthrax mailings. And after 3 days of them not following my instruction as to the correct mode of investigation, primary track of investigation, that they'd have to go to the anthrax manufacturing company, and basically the anthrax vaccine manufacturers and Cipro sales scam. I told them, listen, you guys are armed here. They were up in my place in Northern Idaho. And I said, you guys are armed. I said, it's obvious to me that you're not interested in listening to what I have to share with you. I said, you have 2 options. You could either take your guns out and shoot me right now, or you can get the hell out of here. And they chose to get out of there. And that was the last I heard from the FBI. But it's disgusting. Look at what's taking place in the injustice system today. The courts are all totally corrupted. outrageously so. I mean, occasionally we'll get, because it's probably a high-profile case, we may get a proper judgment. But the vast majority of Americans, and yourself included, myself included, I have a case ongoing currently in Hawaii. I can't even fathom, nor could anybody, the level of corruption in the court system that literally, in my case, stretches directly to the CIA, goes right to the CIA. The people that have been stealing my property are totally connected right to the CIA, and in fact have unbelievably connected. As a matter of fact, that's one of my assignments over the next couple of weeks. I've got to join an FBI case against the main supplier of ayahuasca to the mainland U.S. I mentioned it on this program before. Paul J. Sulla Jr. has been litigating and stealing my property by forgeries. That's his pattern and practice. But he did the same thing to Biden's competitor. But the Burisma Biden connection is in my case, because the property near me was stolen the same way by the same CIA operative, Paul Sulla. And if you look at the level at which this conspiracy goes and its impact, go to the U.S. Postal Service and see that they have stamps for post-traumatic stress disorder with a plant growing, a vine and a plant giving a flower. That's ayahuasca. That's the new world religion. That's what they have in store. If you want to see God, you take the, quote, God molecule, end quote. And this is going to cause hallucinations. So you're going to be able to see God and have a change of life, and you're going to get over post-traumatic stress disorder and deal with cancer and dying. That's the agenda. That's directly connected to my case, and I can't even fathom the level of corruption. The judges don't follow the laws. The prosecutors don't follow the laws. They hide stuff. Look at the FBI, what they did with COVID. Look at what they did with this bioenergetics of what we've been talking about, the graphene, this energetic system that, as you say, permits electronics, even in a dead person, to continue. Okay, that's Harvard and MIT. Harvard is Charles Lieber. He was arrested for espionage. Look what the FBI did with Charles Lieber. Read their affidavit that he was indicted for. They falsified what he was doing. They said that he was transferring car battery intelligence to the Chinese People's Republic. Hogwash. He was transferring the graphene bioelectronics for these vaccine intoxications and subversion of civilization via this whole transhumanistic movement. That's what he was doing. So I'm disgusted, frankly.
Well, Doctor, I'm kind of confused. How can something as simplistic as car battery technology be a matter of national security?
Exactly. It was so ludicrous. And even in the news that came out of Harvard, they said, his colleagues in there said, what? Car batteries? He's never done any research with car batteries.
The people in the FBI that do this, do they think that what they do is so silly it's going to stand up to any of the most mediocre scrutiny?
Well, largely because we have such faith and trust. Over and over again, we've been saying, oh, how wonderful the FBI is. You know, in my case, in my case in Hawaii against this drug dealer, this property thief and predicate forger, he was investigated by four different FBI agents under my direction. The last one left the FBI, threw up her hands. She was this beautiful, I mean, physically gorgeous. It's like she jumped out of CSI television, right?
Right.
Brilliant. She spent 5 minutes going over my material. I didn't say a word. She looks up from the material. She says, this is the judges doing this, not just this guy.
Right, right.
And so the judges have been complicit, and the FBI dropped the case. She left the FBI, in my opinion. My conclusion, I presume she left because after she wrote it all up, not just once, but twice. She brought it to the Community Crimes Division of the FBI and said, we need to deal with this in Hawaii. And meanwhile, take a look at Hawaii. You know, we're dealing with fentanyl. We're dealing with the drugs coming across the Mexican border. Well, what the hell? What about Hawaii, man? That's where Trump tried to put up border security and have increased inspections to stop the human sex trafficking, human trafficking, as well as the drugs and being coming in to North America via Hawaii harbors. And they shut all that down. And incredibly, the state prosecutor from Hawaii used as a plaintiff one of the Muslim Brotherhood's chief terrorist suspects. How do you like that? That's how they stopped in the state of Hawaii Trump's plan to have increased border security. So this is the level of corruption that's in Hawaii. And God, we're not talking about Hawaii. We're talking about Mexico. Everything's Mexico. Right. But the main drug entryway is via the ports of Hawaii.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Here, question come. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. I've been told or understood for years that there's a heavy Japanese presence on the Hawaiian Islands in terms of buying real estate and having businesses. Is that accurate?
It's not only accurate. Add China. Asian presence is outrageous. Virtually Honolulu is now owned substantially by the Chinese. And what's really shocking to me, and I'm sure for your audience too, in 2015, Sherry King, God bless her, and I, she passed, but we did a book and a video called Space Pearl Harbor. So today, we're all in arms. We're going to go to war against China because of the incursion into Taiwan, and we're going to have this terrible, terrible war. Guess what? In 2015, we showed you that the deep state, including Agent Hillary Clinton, was feeding the Chinese all of the most advanced military intelligence of the United States government. The United States' Air Force, their principal, it was the eye. They called it the eye of the 30-meter telescope, which they were planning to build on Mauna Kea. At the top of Mauna Kea, you have Sony, you have major, these astronomical lookouts and telescopes. And they were planning the 30-meter telescope, and they claimed falsely that there was no military implications or applications whatsoever or military involvements. The damn eye of the telescope was the United States Air Force. Hillary Clinton virtually gave it over to the Chinese, the partnerships that were involved in advancing this technology. So at 2000, that's how many years ago was that? Is that what, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, we came out with the fact that the issue is high ground for military operations, space, satellite technology, laser technology. This weaponry that they claimed was all just wonderful for science to study astronomy. Garbage. What it was all about was developing this technology that from one site at the top of Mauna Kea, they could direct a laser weapon to kill a 3-foot-high child anywhere on planet Earth 24/7, day or night. That's the technology. So the high ground in space, at the same time, they said, oh, you know, the Chinese government had developed already by 2015, 40,000 weaponized drones. Imagine what 40,000 weaponized drones might do to the Pacific Fleet. All these aircraft carriers that we pride ourselves for and our military capability. It was unbelievable that Hillary and the deep state officials had granted all this technology. It was interesting yesterday on Fox News for the first time. They had a very reputable admiral or military officer saying all of this that we're witnessing in the news today, drumming up World War III, alleging that we're going to go to war with China and Russia all at the same time, is absolute hogwash. U.S. military has been so defunded and demoralized, they can't even get people to enlist anymore. That's how bad it is. And they're now going to have, against the superpower of China, against this capability that they gave away militarily 8 years ago for the high ground of space, which is really where supremacy is at. It's all this technology that they gave away. So this is, what are we witnessing? We're witnessing the globalization plot to create helter-skelter chaos, death and disease and fear, so that ultimately humanity, civilization would submit to this new world. And now you're looking at the fulfillment of the book of Revelation. You're looking at the complete fulfillment of the protocols of the elders of Sion. This is what we're witnessing.
The bonus is I got the U.S. Army website here in front of me right now. Up to $50,000 for Army enlistment bonus. A quick ship bonus, $40,000. Another $40,000 for a job signing bonus. $20,000 for an Army enlistment bonus. And $40,000 bonus for civilian acquired skills. If you're an 18-year-old youngster coming from a poor family in New York or Alabama, wherever it might be, Montana, $20,000, $40,000, $50,000 is a fortune, isn't it? And they still can't get people to enlist.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the whole thing is a scam, the whole operation. We're being hoodwinked and directed into our own demise as civilization by deep state. By the way, if people don't realize, 30 years ago, the main bankers and the main equity investment banking firms invested in China. They knew that was, the book of Revelation says in the end times, which is now, the great dragon of the East is going to devour the great bastion of freedom in the West, which is the United States. It says that in the Bible. It's a prophecy. It's unfolding.
In addition, you're right, Doug, in addition to these investments, there were federal incentives to make these investments, in addition to the investments themselves, weren't there?
That's right. That's right. And so when you had, you know, your evil politicians like Hillary go over to China and work out her secret deals that included this kind of military technology. And they, again, how ludicrous is it that we don't realize this, that legislators on Capitol Hill, this is new to them? All of the chips, the silicon chips, where is it coming from now? You know, you have Silicon Valley Bank, you know, you have this bank going folding right now, and or having folded, and at the same time, where's the silicon chips coming from? It's coming from China. Well, gee whiz, how much of the military operations are dependent on the silicon chips? What about the laser weaponry from satellite technology? Silicon chips, where's it all coming? Whose hands is it lie? So what are we doing? What are they drumming up here? What's Tom Cotton and Lindsey Graham promoting? Oh, let's just go to war. Let's just provoke another war. This is stupid. Absolute stupid.
Right.
And it's worse
Lindsey
than stupid.
Lindsey Graham the other day was advocating U.S. military going to Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, that I could see. I could see going to Mexico to take out the cartels, you know, because these guys are bad.
But well, the cartels and the Mexican government are the same thing, though. And Mexico does have a military.
Yeah, right. That's true, too.
Yeah. These high-level people, they can do things with you know, some authority. Flippantly talking about World War III and invading other countries, that's very irresponsible, I think. Don't you, Doctor?
Oh, totally agree with you, John. It's despicable. It's satanic. It undermines us worse than we are have already been undermined.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you'd like to get the same equipment, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses for their buildings, generators, vehicles, yes, they are available at thelibertyman.com with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Looks like we got a caller here, Doctor. We've got Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Hi, John and Dr. Horowitz. When the show came on, it was the sounds of a hospital heart failure team, and I wondered, Dr. Horowitz, do you think that they are keeping the fact that when they have AFib like that, they will not give you magnesium unless you're in the ambulance and they on the way to the hospital they give you IV magnesium? AFib.
You're asking whether or not they're giving you magnesium on the way to the hospital, Pat? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I've heard they do. And I was yelling at one of my relatives in the hospital with AFib, and they let her die, and then they zapped her back to whatever. But when I was yelling at her, they heard it, and they started giving her magnesium.
Well, that makes complete sense on a number of different levels. First of all, most people are poisoned. Their neurology. So if you're dealing with a heart attack and the heart muscles are in spasm, you're dealing with neurological imbalances that are associated with sodium and potassium and magnesium. Table salt has poisoned most people. So most people, if you're picked up by an ambulance, the emergency personnel would know that in order to balance their nerves so that they fire correctly in the heart or elsewhere, they would need to administer magnesium in order to offset the sodium that has been poisoning their system from table salt. So that's number one. And then we could go into what magnesium is and does, and it's a beautiful, beautiful element, powerful in terms of life, restoring life, because of the magnesium is at the center. It's greenish-yellow. It's 528 nanometers of light and 528 frequency of sound. It's at the center of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll, ounce per ounce, is a replacement for hemoglobin, so blood with oxygenating. So that would make sense that magnesium would be a element of choice, a nutrient of choice for such an emergency situation.
Okay, I just wanted to get that out since that, I guess John had that clip of somebody with heart failure. All right, thank you very much. God bless you.
You're quite welcome. You know, I just like interject, for most people who are suffering from muscle spasms in your hands and your feet, you know, legs, that muscle spasms mostly are caused by the same thing, the sodium disruption, poisoning from table salt. And you simply add sea salt that has in your diet instead of table salt. Now you've got magnesium being replenished, and that will ease and eliminate your muscle spasms.
Okay. Pat, thank you for your call. Let's see if we can squeeze one last caller in. We're almost out of time. Eric in New York. Morning, Eric.
And a quick follow-up, though, on your previous caller. Regular salt has an ingredient, and I know because I went to the Amish store and they had bulk salt, and I looked at the ingredient. It said salt and yellow prussiate of soda. And so maybe a little project for people. Go type in the MSDS sheet, the material safety data sheet for yellow prussiate of soda, do some research on that. Extra ingredient in salt that you do not want. That's why sea salt or pink salt's much better. The intel I have is from a trucker that said, as of last night, there were 30 trucks in line waiting to dump contaminated wastewater from Ohio in a town called Deer Park, Texas. So it has not been successfully protested and diverted to another state. It's still going to Texas. This trucker told me that Deer Park is very close to the Gulf, just where you want the poisonous water flowing right into the Gulf of Mexico. So anyway, watch out, Deer Park, Texas. Get some people down there if they want to do a protest. I would not blame them one bit.
Okay, Eric, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Any response, Doctor, before we wrap this up?
Just one more example of disgusting, despicable mismanagement of the environment and we the people.
Roger that. Well, Doctor, we appreciate you being with us. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
Okay. All right. This is always, Dr. Horowitz's segments are always fascinating. Bottom of the hour break, we may or may not have Tom Berghill with us. He has an assignment out of town. He will try to get with us if he can. If not, we'll have open lines, and we'll find out about that in just 2 or 3 minutes here after the break ends. And we devote that 24 minutes every week to updates on the Energy Cleaner. Tom Berghill is the one, the only manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner. And, of course, I help him sell these on my website. That's what I do. That's what he does, helping people get their lives back, literally getting their lives back. So we'll see. We got plenty to talk about. No shortage of things to talk about if Tom can't make it. Fast-changing world. Lots to learn and lots to keep up with. Hard to keep up with. It's difficult. I try to pay attention to the important things and let the things that aren't so important go. Need to remind people, we are in the middle of the worst crime in recorded human history being perpetrated by Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and others, the federal government's involved, to murder tens of millions of people. That is what's going on right now with these clot shots. It's a very sad commentary, but it's a sad situation. But that's exactly where we are. The U.S. military is offering up to $50,000 for young men and women to join, and they still aren't joining. That's if you're 18 years old from a poor family in New York or Alabama or Alaska or Florida, Texas, wherever it may be, that's an awful lot of money. That's a fortune for the family and for the youngster. And they still can't get people to enlist. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Fix bayonets.
Leviathan and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of material there, videos, articles. I talk about the COVID section a lot because, well, it is the worst crime in recorded human history. The man-made COVID-19 biological weapon. That's number one. And number two, the vaccines themselves, which aren't vaccines, by the way. They had to change the definition of what is a vaccine. I believe it was August of 2021, if I'm not mistaken. Because the COVID-19 clot shots did not meet the standard of what constitutes a vaccine. So they had to change the definition of what is a vaccine. How crazy is that? Anyway, back to my website at thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. It begins with some photographs of myself. Here I am on my motorcycle, then I'm sitting in front of a library, then I'm ready to make a parachute jump. We scroll down. We've got the John Moore Ozark Symposium. That is the first week of August at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 100 years in business. Hasn't changed much. It's elegant. It's beautiful. My guests will be my live studio audience that week. We'll have breakfast in the morning, and we'll have dinner in the evening. It'll great food, great camaraderie, a lot of private one-on-one time with my guests. So everybody will get what they need out of this. If you want reservations, call my event organizer, Betsy Murphy, the wife of a very dear friend of mine. Her number is 636-530-9502. We'll have group discussions. Some of the things we'll be talking about is updates on China and Russia, the skills one must have for the apocalypse. We'll have a local realtor available to discuss local parcels of real estate for sale in the area. An overview on precision marksmanship. We're giving entry-level knowledge. You won't be at the range. We may, and I'll be talking to Sam about this, Sam Andrews. We may make a day trip. We'll get a nice, large air-conditioned bus, and we'll make a day trip down to beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, for a tour of Freedom Center USA. It's a beautiful location, a nice trip, not terribly long. I think from Steelville, it's just over an hour, not a real long drive time, to visit with Sam and Freedom Center USA. I'll be staying at the lodge myself, getting up and driving there at old dark 30 is not really a lot of fun. So I'll be staying there myself. We'll have a room set up to do the live radio show where my guests can be in the room as my live studio audience. It'll be a lot of fun. Well, going out from there, we have the excellent documentary that Stu Peters put together, Died Suddenly. The documentary is basically Stu Peters interviewing about five or six morticians that prepare bodies for burial and what their findings are, pulling out these disgusting growths. They're really not blood clots in the classic sense of the word. These are clot-like materials that are sometimes a foot, 2 feet, even 3 feet long, never seen before in human bodies. There was a panel with my fun project. That would be my Triumph TR6 sports car. Then right next to that, the Harvest Right, commercial quality, freeze-dried equipment. If you want to make your own freeze-dried equipment at your house, that's the way to do it. And the men and women I know that have these locally, they share time with neighbors to help everybody in the neighborhood get prepared with a good stock of high-quality, homemade freeze-dried equipment. Below that, the next section of panels, we've got the latest intelligence briefing put together by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent I met while working on a murder case. It's a lot of work. News from all over the world. You can pick whatever part of the world you want to know about. United States, obviously, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia. It's all right there to get caught up to date on what's going on around the world. Then the panel where we have the two Joe Bidens. The real Joe Biden, which there's thousands of hours of photographs and videos of the real Joe Biden going back for decades. And you'll notice that the real Joe Biden has a detached, dangling earlobe. And then there's a fake Joe Biden. We've got photographs of both these guys, who has an attached earlobe. I didn't watch the entire State of the Union a few weeks ago. I watched it enough to determine which Joe Biden it was. It was a fake Joe Biden, giving the State of the Union address. Now, I suspect that within the halls of Congress, this is pretty common knowledge among the U.S. senators, United States congressmen, representatives. I suspect it's pretty common. And we have patient Wendy Greener, my friend Diane Zerger. Diane is the official cheerleader for the energy cleaner, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, John. Let's see if we can't bring some cheerfulness to your show.
Well, here's something. Here's some cheerfulness. I have a humor section, and there's a panel there with two mice. One mouse is talking to the other mouse, asking one mouse the question, are you getting the vaccine? The other mouse says, no, I'm going to wait until the human trials are over.
You know what? Sadly, that is so accurate. And all you can do is just keep praying. Keep praying for your family and your household.
I know. You no longer have children that are unmarried and would be dating, I don't believe, do you, my dear?
No. But I did talk to my brother, John, and he wants an energy travel pad. And my daughter wants an energy travel pad, and that's why I placed my order with you a couple days ago.
It's already shipped.
I wanted.
It's already shipped.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hopefully I put the right address. That automated system keeps catching me with a gotcha. But
with the 821?
It's already shipped.
I'm at 621. Well, you know what? Fortunately, the mail lady knows who I am, and that's how I got my last order.
Right, right.
She knew exactly who I was. I didn't get a hold of my son to ask him about his opinion of the energy cleaner and the travel pad that I took to his house, but I did get a smiley face from his wife. He's not in a happy place because of the fiasco last Friday, and when he talked to me on Monday, he was not happy, and I didn't even ask. So I just reached out to his wife, and I got a smiley face from her where the energy cleaner and the travel pad is concerned. And I will see them on Saturday. And if I've got the guts, I will ask him. It is what it is, right?
Right, right. Now, for those who don't know, Diane used to be employed at a university in an administrative position, taking care of the paperwork. And for about a year, maybe more, you called in weekly to give updates on your helping your coworkers who had all multiple health issues, didn't you, Diane?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. Everybody has an infirmity. One person could barely walk. Another person could not stop shaking. Another person had trouble with her legs. And I gave them energy cleaners, and they told me that it got rid of the pain. It got rid of the infirmity, where shaking constantly was concerned, where walking with pain was concerned, where leg cramps were concerned. It got rid of them.
Well, this has been 8-9 years ago. Your stated goal at the time was you wanted to save the planet one energy cleaner at a time. You know, you and I both lost track of how many energy cleaners you bought. It's edging up towards 20 or so. I really don't know. But your focus right now, since you're now retired, is on family members, isn't it, my dear?
Yes, absolutely. To make their lives better. I will tell you that my daughter, with her energy cleaner mattress pad, she is now sleeping through the night without waking up constantly. And I learned that a couple of days ago.
All right. Well, good for her. Good for her.
My brother John comes back to Wisconsin on Saturday. He can't wait to sleep on the energy cleaner mattress pad that I bought for him that is waiting at his house. He's coming back on Saturday.
Outstanding. Well, your one son, who was maybe still a 10-foot tall and bulletproof, he wasn't very careful with taking care of his energy cleaner. Of course, he was on the move with the military, and when you pack up and move a lot, things do get misplaced, don't they?
Understood. And that's why he has a second one, and that's why I'm reaching out to his wife to see, okay, are you pleased? Are you happy with it? So when I see her on Saturday, I'll ask her again. Getting a smiley face from her was a start.
Well, obviously. Now, for our new listeners, we have new listeners, Diane, every week. The Energy Cleaner is an electronic healing device. It's for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife machine. It's an entirely different technology. About the size of a cigar box, takes 9 Ds and Delta 9 D cell batteries. No off-on switch, no gauges, no dials. You can read up on it at my website at thelibertyman.com. The technology, how it came into being, and see that it only costs $285, shipping included, American zip codes. And, of course, I do something. You probably have one or more healthcare providers that you interact with, Diane. Do any of your healthcare providers offer a 90-day money-back guarantee for anything?
Absolutely not. And I'm seeing one of them in approximately a half an hour. So I will let you go in about 5 minutes because I'm going to go see him for just a general checkup. I mean, it's something that they want to do. And I'm going to be counseling him on what I'm doing that he's not doing. And I give him advice. He does not give me advice.
All right. Well, the issue with these medical doctors, the first day they walk into medical school, is they're told to not pay any attention to something that doesn't come from FDA approval. And to make fun of it, to not pay attention to it, to ignore it. That's a big hurdle for anybody to overcome, isn't it, Diane?
Well, he has to protect his paycheck, and he's got a wife, he's got a household, he's got children, and I respect that. But that doesn't keep my mouth shut.
Good for you.
And I had a couple of infirmities that I dealt with since the last time I saw him, and I cured myself. Neuropathy was one of them. And I'm going to be counseling him on how to cure neuropathy, whether he likes it or not. Matter of fact, I'm going to bend his nurse's ear on how to cure neuropathy, whether she likes it or not.
And would you like to share with us how you did that, my dear?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the first thing I did was I got rid of alcohol. On October 31st, I stopped all alcohol. Then I started patronizing the sauna at the YMCA. And I was going 3, 4, 5 days in a row to sweat out the poisons in my body.
Right.
I started taking the essential oils by doTERRA to include frankincense and oregano. And curcumin was another one that I started taking. Oh, my gosh. I went over. I started exercising more frequently. It wasn't just walking every single day. It was the sauna. And then it was bicycling, and then it was walking. And that's how I got rid of the neuropathy. With mine, it was circulation. And that's what I focused on. The neuropathy was gone after 2 months, and I have now cut back on going to the sauna 3, 4, 5 days in a row. Now I go once or twice a week because the neuropathy is gone, and that's why I joined the YMCA, was to get rid of the neuropathy.
I've got one of those little sit-down saunas. It's like a little tent thing with your head sticking out.
Yes.
150 degrees. Yeah, when I sit in there, it's 150 degrees for an hour. And I didn't know a human being could sweat so much. It's amazing.
And doing this at home, you don't have to worry about what people think of looking at you. I don't really worry about, oh, my gosh, I don't really worry about it anymore, John. At my age, I don't really care. I'm not going to go into the sauna naked because it's a women locker room. So I'm surrounded by female companionship. Right. And I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to wear a loose top. I'm going to wear undies. And I'm going to be happy sitting on my towel and conversing with whoever walks in. And I learn something every day. And somehow I'm able to impart and give something to everyone that I come into contact with, which is huge.
Well, some of these YMCAs around the country have been known to allow mentally ill men that believe they're women into the women's locker room. You're probably aware of that, aren't you?
You know, it makes me laugh because there was a woman, and she had a towel, and she was naked from the waist up, and she walked past, and I thought, well, she's definitely a female. And when I was leaving, she was getting dressed, and I looked at her, and I said, I need to give you a compliment. She said, what's that? I said, when I saw you walk past me with just a towel on from the waist down, I thought, I don't have to worry about her being a man, do I? And she laughed. She laughed, and she said, you know what? That's going to make me smile the rest of today. And I said, well, you made me smile, so I'm sharing it. I have not seen any that are not 100% female in my locker room. And I take possession of that locker room when I walk in the YMCA.
So what would your response be, my dear, if you had a biological male who was mentally ill pretending to be a woman in the women's locker room? What would your response be?
Oh, I've thought about this, John. I would look at that person and say, were you born with a D word or with a P word? And then I would ask the person, because if you've got a P word, you get out of my locker room.
Absolutely. Well,
that's exactly what I would say. I've already rehearsed this many times.
Well, good for you. Good for you. It's a crazy world we live in, isn't it, my dear?
Yes, and it's my locker room, and it's my visit to my YMCA, and I'm going to take possession spiritually of that facility, which is what I do on my way to the YMCA every time I go.
Well, the woman in California who had the same predicament was disappointed and shocked and surprised that the employees of the YMCA thought it was a great thing that a man was in a woman's locker room.
I wouldn't have thought it was a great thing, and I would have assaulted that person verbally until they decided to leave just because of the conflict. I have no problem with conflict.
Good for you, Diane. Well, I know you need to go out the door
and
visit with
your
healthcare professional. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank
okay,
you. We'll
bye-bye.
Talk soon. Okay. We top the hour break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. It's been an interesting 3 hours, to say the least. Always go directions that I didn't expect in advance. I always look forward to interviewing Kirk and interviewing Dr. Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, a man with his brain on fire, author of about a dozen books or so. I've got several of his books. The man's brilliant, absolutely brilliant, ahead of the curve, publishing books, advising us and warning us of the things that are happening right now 20 years ago. What a guy. I mean, he's a national treasure, in my opinion. Absolutely a national treasure. And you would be well advised to get his books and read his books. It will be an education. It will help you. It may even help save your life and save some other lives. Seriously. Absolutely serious. Let's see. Tomorrow, we may have, Barry Hill may or may not be with us. He's out of town on assignment. I'm not sure we'll have Barry Hill with us. Scott Huff, possibly. No, I don't think Scott's going to be with us. We'll have open lines at second hour, I know. We should have Brady with us at the top of the third hour, and Rondi wrapping up the third hour with updates on what's going on in ski country up in beautiful Colorado. If you like snow and like cold weather and like skiing, that's the place to go, isn't it? Wrapping up the week. Next week, we get back into the routine. Let's see. Saturday, I'll be down at Freedom Center USA for the instructors meeting with Sam Andrews, meeting the new instructors, getting reacquainted with the old instructors, and preparing the training schedule for this calendar year 2023. About 70% of the students are students as a consequence of listening to my show from all over the world. Literally, although this is an international show, from all over the world. I am proud to help Freedom Center achieve their goal of training people who in turn go back to the communities and train others in the skills that they've learned. I'm really proud to help do that, and will continue doing so. So my mantra has been for decades to encourage people to get prepared for what could possibly come at us, while at the same time living a good life. Now, being prepared doesn't mean a life of drudgery. It means balance, reaching a balance of having work and family and social activities, getting ready, and having fun. That's been my life for decades, and I hope that you can approach these matters in the same way yourself. That would be a very smart thing, very productive and healthy thing to do, I believe. Get active locally. Socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they've been active locally for decades, and now they got what they think is a payoff. These city council seats, school board seats, committeemen and committeewoman seats, they need to be filled up by patriotic conservative Christians. That's what needs to happen nationwide. Seriously, that's what really needs to happen nationwide, is have all these local elected offices being sought after by conservative Christian patriots, men and women who understand the Constitution and will support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what needs to happen. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, my beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the lovely, large, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.